using all his energy. Flash sets up a vibration force so great it shatters the circuitry.
Oh, there it is.
Hi, kids. I want you to sing a nonsense song with me. About a cat with her fiddle, a cow and the moon, a silly little dog and a plate with the spoon. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, Retro Kaiser here. Welcome to the CatCast. On this episode, well, there's going to be none of my regular segments this time, because due to technical difficulties, I really can't. Plus, I've got no segments written out or anything. All my consoles are packed as I am cleaning right now. But I'm not going to let my listeners go away with nothing this week. On this special episode, I am playing something from my vinyl record collection. What is it? It's from an old Aquaman 7-inch record that I have lying around. Now, it didn't capture the whole thing, which disappoints me, because the ending to it was quite impressive, and that's not a joke, because my record player, when it gets to a certain point on the record, it stops. It was just a cheap, crappy one. Nothing that I'm going to keep permanently. Excuse me. But until next week, I'm Retro Kaiser. Enjoy this clip. Just see you all next week.
Hey, Jim. What time's the supply ship due in? My food supply's getting pretty low, and it'll be dark soon.
It's overdue already.
Overdue? Boy, there must be a better way of making a living than running a lighthouse on an island in the middle of nowhere. Whenever folks on shore need anything, they hop down the corner store and get it. But out here, we gotta sit around and wait and wait and wait.
Hold it, Pete. There's a message coming in on the radio.
Yeah, same old story, I suppose. Supply ship delayed until tomorrow.
Shh, quiet. Good Lord. The supply ship has disappeared.
Disappeared? On a day like this? Not a cloud in the sky. Not a whitecap.
The report said that the Coast Guard got an SOS a few hours ago. A sudden violent storm kicked up, and the ship was going up.
Going down, you mean?
No, it said going up. But the ship's radio cut off at that point. Maybe they meant it caught fire and she was going up in flames.
Flames? We would have seen flames. But that reminds me. Remember the Aurora Borealis last night and the night before?
And unusually bright for the northern lights this time of year.
And strange how they look like a curtain of light dropping from the clouds to the ocean in just a small area. Northern lights usually seem to fill a whole part of the sky. Wonder if they affect the weather.
Talk about the devil. Look out there. The lights again. And am I seeing things, or is that a wall of water going up from the ocean to the sky like an illuminated fountain in reverse?
You're not seeing things, Jim. That's just what it is.
Aquaman!
Hi, Jim. Pete.
And Mara. What are the King and Queen of Atlantis doing out here?
We've been studying those mysterious lights and their effect on the water for some time now.
And frankly, we're worried. What if that curtain of light is in reality a sort of magnetic siphon controlled by intelligent beings from outer space?
Intelligent beings from some water-starved planet who, like ourselves, need water to survive.
And who have worked out a method of draining the ocean to provide life-giving water for their own planet.
Congratulations, Aquaman! Excellent reasoning for a mere earthling, I must say.
And who are you and what are you doing here?
I am Hydro, the dehydrator from the planet Exodum. I have come to warn you, Aquaman, to remove all living things from the oceans of Earth.
But without water, they would die.
That is your problem. I am just trying to be what you would call humanitarian. In any case, within 24 hours, all the oceans of your Earth will be siphoned off to my planet.
Within 24 hours? That's impossible.
Oh, is it now? Look carefully at that curtain of light. Do you see that spaceship at the top? When I return there, I shall pull a switch which will activate the full power of our electromagnetic gravity intensifier.
Magnetic gravity intensifier? That explains the wall of water rising out of the sea.
Precisely. But what you see is only a small demonstration of its power, similar to the one earlier in the day in which the supply ship for this lighthouse was unfortunately caught up.
You murderer.
We wish Earth people no harm, but the people of Exodum must have your ocean. You have been warned. Farewell.
He's gone.
What are we going to do, Aquaman? Without water, not only everything in the sea will die, but so will every living thing on land.
We've got to stop Hydro before he pulls that switch. Come on, Mira. We're going to swim out to that curtain of light. Here we are, and there's the spaceship, way up there.
Aquaman, we're being pulled up with the water.
Just what I figured. We'll ride the water right up to the spaceship. Ah, there it is. And there's the airlock. Hang on to me now, and we're in.
Aquaman, how did you...
Never mind that. Quick, Mira, jam that switch.
Got it.
Curse you both. But you will pay for this. The automatic controls on the spaceship have been activated, and we are already on our way back to the planet Exodome.
Aquaman, he's right. We're moving up. No, we've stopped. We're going down.
Right. Look where we grow.
Aquaman, we're going down.
Just what I figured. We'll ride the water right up to the spaceship.
No.
And we're in. Hang on to me now.
Who have worked out a method of draining the ocean to provide life-giving water for their own planet.